Don't anybody go away now, because it's time for the AFRS Ranch House Party.
Time for the Ranch House Party. Come on out, get in the fun. Leave all your cares and worries out in the sun. There'll be some songs and stories and a laugh or two. So get in the line and have a good time. It's all for you.
Yes, sir, gang, here it is, time to have our party in the good old ranch house. This is your temporary ranch foreman, Boy Willing, pinch-hitting for Cottonseed Clark and saying welcome to the festivities. But before we get things underway, meet our pretty blonde hostess, Carolina Cotton.
Hi, fellas, welcome to the party.
And our popular singing cowboy and western picture star, Ken Curtis.
Howdy, gang, and let's not forget the men in charge of rounding up the music, the finest western musical group in the land, Boy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. Nice going, Riders. Now, what's next on the party, Foy?
Well, Ken, Art Wenzel's going to start things off with his accordion. So everybody grab your partner and dance, because here is Who's Sorry Now. And I appreciate your appreciation of our endeavors.
Hey, that's some mighty pretty highfalutin talk there, Foy.
Oh, shucks, it weren't nothing. Say, Carolina, why have you got that big piece of string tied around your finger?
Oh, I tied it around my finger to remind me to remember not to forget to remember that I've got something very funny to tell everyone. Doggone, it was funny.
Well, tell us all about it.
Oh, I can't. I forgot.
Now, that's just fine.
Yeah, oh, I'll remember it later on. I'm sorry I forgot it.
Well, I hope you haven't forgotten how to sing, Carolina.
Oh, I don't think I have, I hope.
All right, then, let's hear a song from you right now, Carolina.
No sooner said than done. We're going.
Saddle your worries to a cowboy song. Yodel your troubles away. Grand all your sorrows as you go along with a yippee-yi-yo, hi-yay. Just throw a rope around the sun as he goes by, so you can see him shining bright way up in the sky. Saddle your worries to a cowboy song, yodel your troubles away.
Remember if it was a joke.
Well, now, that's just fine. Now she can't even remember if it was a joke.
Well, if I think of what it is, I'll tell you. Don't worry.
Well, now, we ain't gonna worry, and we ain't gonna wait either. The party's gonna move right along. Ken Curtis, how about hearing you sing Blue Moon?
Good deal, Foy Willing. You and the Riders, give me a little introduction, will you?
Standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me say in a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own, without a love of my own.
Carolina, what's so funny? What are you laughing at?
Well, I just remembered what I was going to tell y'all.
Well, I'm glad that piece of string you tied around your finger finally made you remember.
Yeah.
Well, tell us, Carolina. We're all waiting. What was so funny?
Well, it was a dream I had about Romeo and Juliet.
Well, what's so funny about that?
Oh, well, you see, we were acting in the play. Ken Curtis and Foy and Herkimer Hulker and me, oh, the whole gang.
Well, what happened?
Well, there we were acting in the play, but we weren't doing the play just like it was written. But instead, we were doing a Western version of Romeo and Juliet.
Once there were two happy lovers, Verona's the town where they met. The guy was a feller named Romeo, and the gal was Juliet. He was her man, but they done him wrong. Now Juliet lives in the mountains, Capulet brewed all their moves, and Romeo lived in the valley where the Montagues ran a saloon. He was her man, but they done him wrong. We don't want to tell you the story, we want it to be a surprise. And if you're a lover of classics, don't you dare to criticize. We wrote it new, and we're doing it right.
Oh, Mr. Montague.
Hey.
Oh, Mr. Montague.
What say?
Tell your son that Juliet is not for him. He would rather eat than work. He's no good, the lazy jerk. And his chance of winning a Juliet is slim.
Oh, Mr. Capulet. Oh, Mr. Capulet.
I hear you talking.
Don't think Juliet is such a pretty lad. Though she bakes from morn till night, still you don't dare take a bite. Cause her biscuits light and fluffy give you heartburn, pains, and gas.
Oh, Mr. Montague.
That's me.
Why, Mr. Montague.
I hear you talking.
Your saloon is about the worst I've ever seen. You sell stuff that's sailing flat. If it's beer, I'll eat your hat. And that just ain't Cricket Montague, old bean.
Oh, Mr. Capulet.
What is it, you old sludge pot?
What is it, Mr. Capulet?
Yes.
That you don't need your money, you can bet. If you want to get a break, sell that kickaboo juice you make.
As the mixer, Mr. Montague.
Paint remover, Capulet. Step right up to the bar, everybody. The drinks are on the house.
Well, Montague, so you think my beverage is paint remover, eh?
Yes, and mighty strong paint remover, too.
Well, I notice you drink enough of it. No wonder you're so thinned out, you old bean pole.
Yeah, why don't you go back up in the hills?
I'm going, but before I go, I just want to tell you to keep your son Romeo away from me daughter Juliet. On account of Juliet is going to get hitched to my good friend Paris.
Oh, that young whippersnapper.
Paris is a good boy. He is an honest man, a square shooter. Did you ever notice his square shoulders and his square chin?
Yeah, he's the biggest square I ever seen. Why, my Romeo could whip that guy Paris any day in the week.
Well, Paris can't help it if he ain't very strong. When he was a youngster, he was very sick. His mammy and pap nearly lost him.
Yeah, but they didn't take him far enough out in the woods.
Well, just the same, you keep that no-good son of a Montague away from me daughter Juliet, understand?
And you get out of my saloon, you big baboon. Make it soon.
Hmm.
And don't you go worrying about Romeo marrying your Juliet, because I ain't fixing to have him associate with any of you Capulets.
Well, don't you worry. I'm a-going. Say, wait a minute. That orchestra's playing my favorite song. Reckon I'll stay a while longer.
Saloon, I'll take this here shotgun and let you have it.
I don't want your darn shotgun. I got one of my own.
I mean, I'll shoot you, you old buzzard.
You shoot? I'll bet you don't even know which end of the gun the bullets come out.
Well, listen, Capulet, when I was younger, I was a great hunter. Mm. Well, you should have seen me in action. What a shot I was. Why, I could shoot from the shoulder, shoot from the hip. Oh, I could hardly wait to get out there and take a few pot shots.
Oh, you shoot from there, too.
Oh.
Noise.
I don't know.
Sounds like somebody's groaning.
Well, never mind. Here, I'll show you how I can shoot. I'll just put this gun to my shoulder and pull the trigger. Well, don't just stand there. Help me up.
Now that the fighting is over, now that the families have met, in the next scene we find Romeo at the home of Juliet. He is her man. Something seems to be wrong.
Oh, here I am awaiting the arrival of my lover, Romeo. What a beautiful pale moon is shining. Tell me, pale moon, where's my lover? Why is he late? Is he detained by his father? Is he lost? Or is he still down in that pool room? Oh, Romeo, wherefore art thou? Oh, Romeo. Oh, Romeo. Where art thou hiding, my sweet Romeo? Have thou no fear, the coast is clear. My pappy's heading for old Mexico. So climb up to my veranda, the ladder's out in the barn. If you don't know enough about romantic stuff, well, you can certainly learn, oh Romeo. My Romeo, our feud with Montague's only a myth. What's in a name? You're not to blame. I'd love you even if your name was Smith. Well, I reckon I might as well go inside and wait for Romeo to come to me.
At last, I've reached the top of the wall that surrounds the Capulet Stills. Now all I have to do is jump down off this 10-foot wall and then run to my Juliet. Ah, that looks like a nice soft bed of white roses. I'll just jump into them. Here goes. Some roses must have been sprinkled lately. Now I can see my fair Juliet's mansion. And what a mansion. Every wall reaches up to the ceiling. But soft, what light through yonder window breaks. Looks like Juliet put her foot in it again.
Whoa.
What's that noise? I don't see anyone. Oh, well. All I have to do is ascend the balcony and then enfold Juliet in my arms. She is so lovely. But the balcony is so high. Must I climb up there again? No, I won't. I won't climb that balcony again. I won't.
Balcony. balcony above. Tell that gal I love, she's meant for me. Balcony, porch where first we met, me and Juliet, oh, what you've done to me. When I climb to when my love occurred, I got instead a wonderful Charlie horse. Balcony, woe is me. Don't you see, I can't climb no more, so I'll use the door instead of balcony.
Romeo, I hear you, Romeo, but I can't see you. Romeo, 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 wherefore art thou? Romeo?
Stop your nagging, will you? No, I didn't mean that. Oh, my darling Juliet, you're my everything, my whole day. From 9 to 12, I think of you. From 12 to 3, I long for you. From 3 to 6, I yearn for you. And from 6 to 9, I dream of you.
And what do you do from 9 to 12?
I help my father clean up the saloon.
Oh, my Romeo, if we're going to get married, you better find yourself a good job and get to work.
Work? Work? How I hate it.
Well, they say hard work never killed anybody.
Yeah, but there's no use in me taking any chances.
I think I can get you a good job, Romeo. What's your occupation?
I'm retired.
Well, what did you do before you retired?
I was unemployed.
Well, before you were unemployed?
I was a bum. Juliet, my precious one, let us not talk of work on a night like this. This is a night for romance. Tell me, Juliet, when did you first discover you loved me?
When my father called you an idiot.
Your father, why doesn't he like me? Why does he object to our marriage?
Oh, father insists that I marry a boy named Paris. Huh? A carpenter's son.
A carpenter's son? How do you know he's a carpenter's son?
Because every time we're alone in the same room, he makes a bolt for the door.
Ooh.
Oh, who was that?
I don't know. I heard it before. It sounds supernatural to me.
Oh, well, Romeo, do you love me with all your heart?
Yep.
Well, do you think I'm the most beautiful girl in the world?
Yep.
Do you think my eyes are like pools of passion?
Yep.
Oh, Romeo, you say the most wonderful things.
I'm coming up on your balcony, Juliet.
You better get the ladder, Romeo.
I don't need a ladder. I'll climb up on the vines. But first, I must get a running start. I'll back up a little. A little back more. A little bit more back. Ow!
Oh, Romeo, you sure got up here in a hurry.
Yeah, but why didn't you tell me you had cactus plants in your yard? Come, Juliet, sit on my lap.
Oh, what about Father?
Well, let him sit on your mother's lap. Just think, soon we'll be married and have a little cottage.
Yes, and then one day the stork will come, and then perhaps by and by, he'll pay us another visit, and then...
Gosh, hasn't he got a home of his own?
Romeo, how can we get married when our families are bitter enemies?
We will elope, Juliet. I have a friend who will help us.
Oh, who is your friend that'll help us?
He runs a big chicken ranch north of here, raises a lot of chickens. We call him Friar Lawrence.
And are you sure he'll help us?
Yes, my Juliet, he will help. He's a friendly old man who hasn't had a haircut in 20 years.
Oh, is he eccentric?
No, he's bald. Ooh, there's that groaning noise again. Oh, well, we must hurry, Juliet. If we leave now, we should arrive at Friar Lawrence's ranch by morning.
We'd like you to meet Friar Lawrence, boss of the big chicken farm. His hens are the best in the country, and they all have plenty of charm. They always lay such wonderful eggs.
Oh, the egg and I know the reason why a chick will cross the street. And we know why hens act so gay with roosters they meet. When we do a show on the radio and with a joke let fly, Friar Lawrence knows everybody chose the egg and I. Ah, it's a beautiful spring morning. The sun is shining, a soft breeze is blowing, and the birds are flying. The bees are buzzing. Ah, yes, the birds and the bees. Hello, little birds and bees. Ooh, what I know about you. But who is that approaching? It looks like Romeo and a young lady. Yes, it is Romeo. Hello, Romeo. Isn't it a beautiful day? Isn't this country air intoxicating?
Sure is.
Is that you groaning, Mr. Lawrence?
Well, no, I thought it was you.
That's funny. We've been hearing a man groaning, but there's been no one about.
Oh, never mind, Romeo. Pray tell me, who is this fair maiden?
This is Juliet, who I hope to marry with your help.
Howdy, Friar Lawrence.
Howdy, Juliet. Say, you're beautiful. Your skin has the glow of a peach. Your cheeks are like apples. Your lips are like cherries. Your eyes...
Hey, just a minute. Am I a girl or a fruit salad?
How are you getting along with your business, Mr. Lawrence?
Oh, not so good. Everything happens to me. Last week, my pig died. Yesterday, my cow went dry. And now my chickens refuse to lay eggs unless I bring the empty shells back.
Have you ever thought of going into a different kind of business?
Well, I've thought about it. I already have a sideline. Would you like to buy a mink coat for a dollar and a half?
A dollar and a half?
Oh, how can you sell mink coats for a dollar and a half?
Well, you see, I have no overhead, no advertising, no rent to pay, and besides, I steal the coat. You know, sometimes I think I'd like to go to work for my uncle. That is, if he wasn't so peculiar.
What's wrong with your uncle?
Oh, he thinks he's a racehorse.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing, except the whole family keeps betting on him, and he keeps coming in third.
Enough of this. If we are to elope, Juliet, we must hurry.
Oh, yes, we must hurry. Mr. Lawrence, you will help us, won't you?
Something tells me you're going to need help. Look down the road. Isn't that old man Capulet and old man Montague driving this way?
You've got to hide us quick, Mr. Lawrence.
Yes, hide us. Hurry.
Here, get in this chicken house. I'll speak to your feathers. All fathers, right. That is.
Say, Lawrence, what are all those footballs doing in here?
Yes, what are all these footballs doing on a chicken ranch?
Well, you see, when my chickens don't give me the production I want, I just show them these footballs and tell them this is the kind of work that the chickens next door are turning out. Oh, say, here they come now. Now, stay in here, Romeo and Juliet, and I'll talk to them.
Oh, Romeo, my lover, what's going to happen to us?
I don't know, Juliet, my sweet. I just don't know.
Are we going to run away together?
I don't know.
Will Mr. Lawrence reconcile our fathers?
I don't know.
Will we ever get married?
I don't know.
Oh, you're not being very helpful, Romeo.
I can't help it. I never read the book.
You all know the end of the story. You know that the two lovers died, swallowed a whole mess of poison and committed suicide. They're on their way. Let's hear what they say.
Come, Juliet, let us sing our duet, for it's time to go. Up we go.
People will stare as we float through the air, darling Romeo. Off
say, oh, come, Juliet, let us end our duet, for we've reached the pearly gate.
Oh, Romeo, ain't it wonderful up here in heaven?
Yes, my sweet Juliet. And just think, now thou art mine, and I am thine, and we shall be together forever.
Ooh.
Oh, did you hear that, Romeo? It's the same noise we heard when we were on Earth.
You're right. Wait a minute. Who's that fella standing over there?
Maybe he did the groaning, huh?
I'll ask him. Say, mister, are you the fella who's been making that strange noise?
Yes. Now I'd like to ask a question. Are you two going to remain up here forever?
Oh, we sure like to.
We hope so.
Oh. If you two are going to remain, I shall be going elsewhere.
Well, why do you want to leave?
Yes, why? Why do you groan like that? What's your name, anyway?
Listen. Egad, my name is most familiar stuff, I vow. So prithee hearken to me whilst I tell you now. Will Shakespeare is the name I wear upon me brow. Remember me. I wrote a play called Romeo and Juliet. But now I look upon the thing with much regret. And whilst you wonder why mine eyes with tears are wet. Remember me. Was no fluke. I wrote the taming of the shrew. But, gadzooks, I shudder lest it's done by you. So if thou ever findest thou art in a spot, and if thou searchest madly for another plot, when thou hast every other dramatist forgot, please don't remember me.
We'll always remember.
And that, my friends, was my dream exactly as I dreamed it.
Well, that sure was a good dream, Carolina.
Yeah, that was one.
And we all got into it, didn't we, and had a lot of fun, too. But, gang, it looks like this is the end of another Ranch House Party for this week. We're sure glad that you dropped in to join the fun. See if you can make it again next week, will you? Until then, this is Foy Willing taking over for your regular ranch foreman, Cottonseed Clark, wishing you the best from all of us. That includes Carolina Cotton, Ken Curtis, Herkimer Holker, and the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Time for the ranch house party. Come on out, get in the fun. Leave all your cares and worries out in the sun. There'll be some songs and stories and a laugh or two. So get in the line and have a good time. It's all for you.
This is the Armed Force Radio Service, the voice of information and education.